When last we left Stanley Park, he was hot to trot in Saskatoon. Now, the monumental conclusion to the mystery of the mysterious meteorites, Min Muller!
A one-way trebuchet ticket to Vancouver.
Sign at the bottom.
$1,899? Chartering a fishing boat to the heart of the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, I've got this one.
42 cents. Escaping from Saskatoon before burning to death. Priceless. There's some things money can't buy, but for PIs hot on the trail of criminals everywhere, there's MasterCard.
Admiral.
You're back?
I notice your hands are stained blue.
Ooh.
And covered with flour.
Ah, blasted scurvy. Blue-spotted, flowery, skinned scourge of the high seas.
And what's with all these calculators?
Bathyspheres don't navigate themselves, Miss Morningside.
Does this make any sense to you, Mr. Park?
Well, he does have scurvy.
What?
Admiral, your magic abac ball lied. There were no evildoers in Saskatoon.
Only Stanley Park, Inspector McBlow, and shifty femme fatale Georgia Morningside. They were in Saskatoon.
My God, it was a clue!
And has either of you two been hurling meteorites into Vancouver?
No.
Why are you all looking at me?
Angus the Haggis.
You're making a terrible mistake.
Come on, lass.
It's him! The Admiral, you imbeciles!
Yeah,
he killed my mother!
Look at
his hands!
Shame on you.
Look at the calculators!
And as I relaxed once more in front of a full-color poster of Pollo Vallarta, I felt satisfied that finally, at long last, I'd overcome my weakness for a woman with a trebuchet.
And so, the mystery of the mysterious meteorites is solved at last! Tune in next time for an even better Gastown mystery! We promise!
Did he mean trebuchet?
The Gastown Mysteries are a What You Say production.
Well!